from Washington, this is VOA News. In South Sudan, Machar supporters set sights on Bor. Djibouti sending more troops into Somalia. And a new report connects an attack on a U.S. embassy with the uprising against Muammar Gaddafi. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. South Sudan's military says thousands of armed youth loyal to ousted Vice President Riek Machar are marching toward the government-held town of Bor. A grouping of East Africa leaders announced Friday that South Sudan had agreed to a cessation of hostilities and the start of peace talks. Yet Saturday, military spokesman Philip Aguirre told VOA the Machar-backed force, the so-called White Army, planned to attack the central town, which was retaken by government forces earlier this week. The youth, like Machar, are ethnic Nuers, while President Salva Kiir and his loyalists are ethnic Dinka. The government also agreed to release 8 of 11 political prisoners suspected of plotting the coup. But earlier Saturday, Machar ally Rebecca Nyandeng told VOA that Machar forces will not agree to ceasefire terms until the government releases all 11 prisoners. Djibouti's President Ismail Omar Guelleh says his country will send more troops to violence-ridden Somalia within the next 3 weeks. Mr. Guelleh spoke with VOA Somali service, saying his country will deploy one more battalion to boost its troop presence in central Somalia. The U.S. Secretary of State will make an official visit to the Middle East to begin the new year. The State Department said Saturday Secretary of State John Kerry will renew efforts to advance the peace process between Israel and the Palestinians. He'll travel to Jerusalem on January 1st. Rights group Amnesty International criticized the European Union earlier this month for not welcoming more Syrian refugees. The group says only 10 out of the EU's 28 members plan to take in Syrian refugees, while the United Nations is calling for Western countries to admit up to 30,000 Syrian refugees in 2014. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has a report.
Rights group Amnesty International has sharply criticized the European Union for taking in what it calls paltry numbers of Syrians fleeing their war-torn country. While Germany plans to admit 9,000 Syrians, Amnesty notes that some countries like Britain are not offering any places. France plans to take in only 500 refugees. EU members say they are instead helping Syrians inside Syria and in neighboring countries. In December, for example, the EU announced more aid for Syrians, totaling $244 million. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Meanwhile, in Syria Saturday, at least 20 people were killed in government airstrikes in Aleppo. An investigation by the New York Times newspaper raises new questions about the killing of the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other Americans on September 11, 2012. VOA's Kent Klein has a report.
The Times says it spent months talking to Libyans in Benghazi who had direct knowledge of the assault on the U.S. consulate there and the circumstances surrounding it. The report says the attack was led by local fighters who had benefited from NATO support during the uprising against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
Folks in Benghazi, a small...
That finding appears to partially support a statement by then U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, on a television talk show 5 days after the incident.
And as that unfolded, it seems to have been hijacked, let us say, by some individual clusters of extremists.
The report was released hours after the State Department said the Libyan government released 4 U.S. military personnel it had briefly detained. A State Department spokeswoman said the 4 had been taken into custody near Sabratha, where they were participating in security preparedness efforts. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.
Officials in Thailand report one person was killed, 3 wounded, when at least one unidentified gunman fired into a group of anti-government protesters in the capital on Saturday. For all the latest, visit us at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.